Hello.
Hello, my name
Hello.
is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
I'm 31.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm Democrat.
Thank you. Will you say, or will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What was the middle thinker?
Satisfied, dissatisfied?
Yeah, what was one in between that?
We have very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Thank you. In general, speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Okay. About the same.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. First one,
okay.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, border security, making college more affordable in forgiving student debt, or lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
Oh, man. Only two?
Yes.
The one with student debt. And...
Which one is that? Okay.
With student debt, or I guess college affordability.
Right.
And inclusion's pretty important. Public education. That's the second one.
Which one?
Public education. K-12.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you. How about Hakeem Jeffries?
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Mark K. Robinson?
Mark K. Robinson. If I think it's the correct person running for lieutenant or running for governor in North Carolina, then 0.
Thank you. How about John Stein?
100.
Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. How about Tim Scott?
Jim Scott?
Tim. Tim Scott.
I haven't heard of him.
Okay. About Joe Biden?
80.
Thank you. Next one, Cornel West.
Hundred.
Thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Eighty-five.
Thank you. And last one, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Democrat Josh Stein, Republican Mark Robinson, and Libertarian Mike Ross, for whom would you vote?
Josh Stein.
Thank you. And we're about, 60% right now. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. We're almost done here. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Yes, a lot, or yes, some?
Yes, some.
Thank you. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
A little less favorable.
Much less favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. And what exactly have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration, ma'am?
Regarding student debt and, the past couple of years, the promise for student debt forgiveness for, people, and it hasn't come, to fruition, in my opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Yes, a lot or some?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Much more? Less unfavorable or somewhat more?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. And what exactly have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
I've seen the news, him getting indicted on charges, that stuff.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. First one, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. Next one, stagnant wages and rising costs. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. The lack of quality education opportunities. Rising crime and violence. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Donald Trump getting elected president again.
I think rising crime and the second one. There's a lot of good options. There's a Supreme Court one as well.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. First one, growing the U.S. economy. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. About next one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Which one would be better to fight against that?
Yeah. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Next one, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Next one, rising crime and violence. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden, much better.
Thank you. Next one, and we're almost done with this part, fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden, much better.
And last one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Joe Biden, much better as well.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
No difference for me.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
And is that very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Generally disagree.
Thank you. And how often do you receive information about the war in politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, or other?
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, not TikTok.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, and we're almost done here, ma'am. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree. so postgraduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes, I do.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Less than half, okay. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Where one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you for your time. Take care.
Bye.